We want to return now to a story we've been following out of the University of California at San Diego. Racial tensions have been flaring there since early last month when a white fraternity hosted a party off campus that they called the Compton Cookout. They urged partiers to come dressed up in what they called ghetto fashions. The party sparked an intense reaction on campus. And then the editor of a campus newspaper upped the ante when he went on campus TV and mocked those who opposed the party in even more racially offensive terms. He used the N-word. That led the student body president to suspend funding for all student media outlets. In recent days, a noose was found in the campus library. A young woman claimed responsibility, saying she didn't understand the connotations. And more recently, a pillowcase fashioned to look like a Ku Klux Klan hood was found atop a statue outside the campus library. We wanted to know more about what was going on, so we've called Utsav Gupta. He is the student president of UC San Diego. He was with us last week to tell us about what was happening then. Also with us, Alec Wiseman. He's the editor-in-chief of the California Review. That's a conservative student-run paper at the university. And I welcome you both, and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me back, Michelle.
Thank you for having me on very much.
Well, thank you both for coming. So I wanted to ask each of you, Utsav, I'll ask you first as the sort of the representative of the students on the whole. What would you say is the mood on campus? How do you think these incidents are affecting the mood there?
Yeah, I don't think it's helping the mood at all. It's been really disappointment after disappointment in certain members of our community, really terrorizing other members of our campus with repeated acts of hate speech and racism. But at the same time, I think there is hope that now that we're forming a dialogue around these issues, that we can make a stronger UCSD.
And when you say terrorizing, you mean do some students feel actively threatened behind this?
Oh, yeah. No, I was at the aftermath of the hanging of the noose. I could see students who were visibly afraid of being on campus. They would only walk in groups. They would carpool home. They were looking for safe space. So it's definitely making students here feel unsafe.
Alec, what do you think about that? What's your sense of the mood on campus? Do you agree with Utsav?
The majority of the campus, I haven't seen. Most of people are wondering why this is going on. I don't think it's necessarily that people are feeling unsafe to the degree that it's being portrayed. However, there are certain people who do feel unsafe. There have been people who have gotten death threats, not necessarily members of the BSU, but members of people such as the other newspaper, The Koala, gotten death threats. And there are other individuals who may not have supported the agenda necessarily of the BSU have gotten death threats.
Are you saying you've gotten death threats?
I have not gotten death threats.
Well, can I ask you, Alec, while I have you, why do you think this is happening? I had a chance to talk to Utsav last week and to get his take. What's your sense of why this is happening?
There's two parts to it. One, I think that the school overreacted in the initial situation with the party, leading to being opening themselves up for the Koala, which is an equal opportunity offensive newspaper, to find a story that could get them massive publicity, massive coverage. And by making that unsensitive remarks on TV, that's all it's done.
You mean the Koala is the paper that was offensive? And you're saying that you think the university overreacted to this?
I think they overreacted to the initial incident with the Compton Cookout party.
Why? How so?
Because what they did is they spammed most of the students' inboxes with multiple letters about it. When it was an off-campus party, when it was protected by free speech, and it wasn't thrown by any members of any, it was thrown by individuals, but not by any actual fraternity or sorority with student fees. It was done by individuals. It was unsensitive. It was wrong. The school should have sent out maybe one, maybe two, but not spamming the entire student body's emails. And by doing that, they just waited. They were just opening themselves up for a Koala to do something about it. And it's done it. It's caused the Koala now to get over hundreds of thousands of hits per day. It's caused them to get their issues downloaded in record bulk off their website. All it's done is given them more press.
So what's your take on that? What do you think about what Alec is saying? He thinks the university overreacted to the initial incident. What do you think?
Oh, I completely disagree. As I said before, I feel that the party was indicative of a campus climate that has been festering here at UC San Diego for years, and that the party was really what was the straw that broke the camel's back and really brought this dialogue out into the open. I think Alec is really speaking from a very misinformed standpoint, and I doubt he's talked to many members of the Black Student Union or other minority communities who are deeply affected by all of the recent actions that have occurred here.
What you have to say, though, is that a lot of the claims that the BSU had made, such as people are racist because they don't want to hand you because they don't hand people flyers, or people are racist because they don't sit next to you, isn't indicative of people being racist. It's indicative of people at UCSD in general being more concerned with their study than being social. Because you know what? People go and don't want to hand me a flyer. People go and don't want to sit next to me randomly in class. That doesn't make them racist. It just makes them too busy concerned with their study. So I think a lot of this is being blown out of proportion. A lot of people need to calm down, need to be thinking rationally about these issues. And that's something being lost by the administration, by the BSU, and especially members of the Associated Students, who acted rashly, such as you, Utsav, by shutting down the media funding.
Utsav, that speaks to another issue that you suspended the funding funding for student media organizations in the wake of the editor-in-chief's appearance on the campus station, and some people are saying that you overreacted. How do you respond to that?
I don't really see it as an overreaction. I mean, we've been reviewing the media funding bylaws since the beginning of the academic year, actually, and I just saw it as a problem that's been a part of our process in how we fund media organizations, that this process is completely open to abuse. It's been abused countless times over the past decade, and that now is the time to institutionally change how the Associated Students decides to fund media organizations.
Ella, can I ask you two questions, which is, has the cutoff of funding affected your publication?
Yeah, it actually has.
How?
Tried to go in print last week, and we were denied because of the funding freeze.
And can I ask you, though, about the comments that the editor, the Koala, made, where he used the term ungrateful, and I don't see a need to repeat it again. He used the N-word, ungrateful N-word, to describe the students who objected to this party. Can I ask you, what do you make of that? I mean, we often have this image of kind of younger people your age, as being more colorblind than their seniors, of not engaging in this kind of stereotyping of their peers. And I just wanted to get, what's your sense of where did that come from? I don't know if you know the young man, but what's going on with that?
Yeah, I know. I think it was wrong. At the same time, though, like I said, the Koala is equal opportunity offenders. But the source of all this comes from the media, comes from rap culture, comes from everywhere, that people just get away with saying it and they make money off of it. It's become a term that is overused by the media, and people just presume that, oh, it doesn't mean anything. And then they get away with using it, and people get upset. Unfortunately, though, the Constitution doesn't prevent people from getting offended. It just protects speech from all sides, so that way that people have the right to say it. And again,
you think he has the right to use a racial slur using student funds? Do you think he has a right to use racial slurs?
That's what the Constitution says in the case by the Southworth versus the Wisconsin Board of Regents. So the Supreme Court has decided over and over again that offensive speech, even if being used by student fees, is covered. That's why Utsav had to shut down all media organizations and couldn't just target the Koala. Now, they've been trying to target the Koala now for the entire year. That's why they've been looking into all these funds.
Okay.
And
right.
Never been able to do it in a way that could let them shut down all the media organizations until now.
Okay. I'm going to give Utsav a final thought here. What do you think is going to happen next? What do you think is the next step here in this whole thing? Do you sense things are calming down a bit, or do you think more?
Today is actually March 4th, mm-hmm. which is going to be a tremendous day of action across the state, both with the UCs, the California state school system, and the community colleges. I actually think you're going to see in the media today a very active protest, not only about the racial climate here at UC San Diego, but about access and affordability.
All right. Well, keep us posted. Utsav Gupta is the student body president at the University of California at San Diego, and Alec Weissman is editor of the California Review, a conservative student-run paper at the University of California at San Diego, and they both joined us from there. And I thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yesterday, Tell Me More producer Lee Hill blogged about the situation at UC San Diego. To read his thoughts and see video of how the Black students on campus are reacting, go to the Tell Me More blog, log on to npr.org, click on Programs, then on Tell Me More.